How do neighbors? Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block, Cattle Facts, talking mama cow numbers in just a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in hospitals. It used to be okay in movie theaters. It was okay in classrooms, restaurants, and airplanes. But thanks to a greater understanding of the dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So now that we know secondhand smoke causes lifelong health problems, why is it still okay to smoke while children are in the car? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's get serious about protecting kids. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
We're for anyone who takes pride in doing things the right way. For more than 30 years, our checkoff-funded Beef Quality Assurance Training and Certification Program has been guiding ranchers, veterinarians, and transportation professionals dedicated to moving the cattle industry forward. Raising consumer confidence in the safety and quality of their food leads to improved profitability. Get BQA certified at BQA.org.
BQA, the right thing to do. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
Randy Block with Cattle Facts offered a market outlook at the 2020 Virtual Cattle Raisers Convention. One of the things he talked about, the U.S. beef cow herd. We got down to 29 million head of beef cows in the January of 2014 cattle inventory report. Since that time, we've gotten up as high as 32.5 million head by July of 2018. But since that time,
the cow herd right now is shrinking. Last year, we were down about 350,000 head. We're going to be down 350,000 head again this year, it looks like, based on the dryness that we see in the West and just not really generating enough profitability for cow-calf producers. You need to anticipate we're likely going to see one more year of downsizing in 2021. So it's not unfathomable that we could see a million fewer beef cows in by January of 2021 or January of 2022 than what we had just 2 years ago. I think that's what you need to be anticipating as we look down the road here.
Block says back in that low water mark on beef cow numbers, we got down to that 29 million head number or so, we could have supported a much bigger cow herd as far as beef demand was concerned. The problem was Mother Nature said, no, we don't have resources to do that.
Mother Nature wouldn't allow that to happen with no feed and water in the central and southern plains. So we came right back to where we were pre-drought.
But now we've got a new limiting factor. We lost packing capacity in that 2014-2015 time period because of low beef cow numbers.
Again, I think if we can get some additional packing capacity in our industry, that will allow our industry to grow some. We need to see some additional harvest capacity. The last 12 months has been a good example of that with the Tyson fire that we experienced last August. And then we followed up with the issues we've had with COVID-19. The industry really is vulnerable in that one area. And I don't know any way that it would be more clear than what we've just come through. When we're able to add enough more capacity to where our leverage situation improves a little bit, I think that will allow us to see a little more profitability flow back throughout the industry.
Block says those January 2014 beef cow numbers of 29 million head gave us a small calf crop. Those calves were chased by feedlots first and then by packing plants trying to snap up the available cattle, pushing prices higher. It gave us historic profitability for cow-calf operators, but it meant that we lost packing capacity. A lot of it, about 100,000 head worth of packing capacity weekly was lost from 2005 to 2016. A lot of that because of low beef cow numbers, because of the drought we saw a few years back.
If you go back and you look at our industry in total, in 2005, we had the capacity to harvest 568,000 head of cattle on a 40-hour harvest week. So based on the number of plants we had at that time period, on a 40-hour week, not taking into account Saturdays, we could harvest 568,000.
By 2016, it was more like 465,000 head, a drop of 100,000 head of packing capacity on a weekly basis. When you lost the Holcomb plant in August of 2019, that was a major hit because of this reduced capacity. further problems that came up because of COVID-19 this spring, well, it all adds up to the Packers having that extra leverage because they simply don't have the capacity they had a few years ago. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Pollard Farms' 23rd annual female production sale coming up Saturday, September the 19th, 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 150 registered Angus lots, about 215 head on offer. For more information, or if you'd like to download the catalog, you can go online to pollardfarms.com. Sale videos are also available on the website, or you can give the ranch a call at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms' 23rd annual production sale, Saturday, September the 19th in Waucomas, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.